All right. Good morning. Welcome back. This is the I Am Sorry About Last Night podcast. I'm Tom, alcoholic. What's today? Monday, December 21st, 2020. How's it going? How you doing? I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. Yeah, beautiful Monday morning. Foggy, you know, pretty gray. I actually really appreciate these kind of days. I really love them. Ran this morning. My buddy Brian called me or texted me last night. Yep, for a run. I was like, absolutely. Didn't run really all weekend. I think I ran Friday, so I didn't run Saturday or Sunday. So I had hoped to run today. It helped that Brian reached out and asked me to run. He actually said if I had not done that, I probably wouldn't have ran. I probably would have hit snooze and slept through it. And I know in the past I've discussed it's very similar to, you know, getting sober or, you know, a program. I'm getting a sponsor, getting involved in the program, you know, people start relying on you. Because I know that at 5 a.m, you know, the bed seems better than the run. Luckily, I'm at a place in my life where I really enjoy the run more than I do sleeping at 5 or 6 a.m. So I don't struggle with it as much. But, you know, it is cold this time of year, obviously. So, you know, there's a few things that show up and give me reasons not to do it. But, you know, I did it. We actually did 5 miles. I've kind of fallen into a 4 mile habit lately. And so we did a 5 mile run, you know, nothing, no crazy. I'm old. So it was a decent pace, but it was funny. I use the Nike Run Club app when I run. So it tracks your time, it tracks your pace, allows you to post some pictures and, you know, have fun. And I mean, I've been running. I started running in 99. We didn't have apps in 99, obviously, but, you know, the last 5, 8, 9 years, maybe. Probably 10 years, I guess. I've been kind of using this Nike Run Club app. It's changed. The app has changed a few times over the years, but, you know, there is a version that I use. But I've done so many runs that you know, it saves them. You know, it's like an archive of all my runs. And I've done so many that I don't necessarily use the app while I run. I just finish running. And then, like today, I know we did 5 miles. I know I have that run in my phone. So I just shared an old run. But I'm like, you know, what did we run today, Mike or Brian? I mean, was it a 10-minute, 11-minute? Because apparently I posted a run with him and I last week. And I just did the same thing. I just grabbed an old run out of my archive and just shared it. And he was a guy who works with us, giving a lot of shit, saying that we've, you know, 10-minute mile or 10.5-minute miles or something. Like, we're basically power walking. And I thought that was funny. So today I said, you know, what do you think? So I think I posted like 10:29 a minute, 10:29-minute miles. Which, you know, if you're a runner, that's still not fast. But, you know, you can't let that shit discourage you. It is a gift, a blessing to be able to go out and run. And, you know, I don't want to make it any more unbearable than it has to be.
I just bought a new car. One where the top goes down so we can see the stars. I wanna take you so far. Out past the Saturn rings and into my heart. I wanna drive you. Don't need
There it is. Little John Legend, my boy. Yeah, so anyway, great way to start the day. Great way to start a week. This is the week, you know, I think this is Christmas week, right? The 21st, tomorrow's the 22nd. Yeah, this is it. It's when the shit goes down. So, got a lot going on. As I get older and as I become farther along in sobriety, I realize certain things are very, very important. And, you know, running is one of them. Doing this podcast has kind of become important to me. It is a lot of self-reflection. And believe it or not, doing a podcast like this says everything about it is no, right? Ego, whatever it is. But I like to, you know, especially the fact that, you know, we haven't been having any meetings, and I know there's some Zoom meetings, but this is almost equivalent to it, really. But it helps me to kind of just share what I'm thinking. And I know this is about life after putting down the drink, but that includes me. That definitely includes me. And so thank you for listening. And if you're getting something out of this, hey, give me a shout out on Instagram. Let me know. The other day I was like, I think I'm going to just shut down the I'm Sorry About Last Night podcast. I feel like I've said enough. You know, but that's ego. That's self getting involved. You don't know what you're talking about. You sound like an idiot. Maybe I do. But I enjoy it. And it's been helpful for me. And crazy enough is I'll run in the mornings and I'll listen to an old podcast of mine. And I'm like, makes sense. I don't know who this guy is, but he makes a lot of sense. And then some days I'm like, you should just quit.
Quit podcasting.
But what's going on? What's going on with everybody else? Is everyone getting, you know, crazy because of the holiday? Do you miss drinking this time of year? Have you been struggling with your desires and wants? Self really comes bebopping in town around this time of year. The good, bad, and the ugly. And I've shared before on this podcast, this has been at this November, December is in the past, and it's been a while, but the feelings are still close. This could be a rough stretch for Tom. November, Thanksgiving, justify drinking, you know, just to be part of. Always in the big fights, and I'm not going to get into it because honestly, I've shared about it already. I've struggled through this time of the year with my drinking. So, but I've also been sober quite a while. So I have not been struggling with drinking. And in fact, tomorrow is my anniversary. What? 12, 11 years. I'm going with 11. Me says 12. Self says 11. I think it's 11. But whatever. I mean, 11 years is fantastic for me. And I am glad I remembered that. I'd hate to have missed my own anniversary. So I'll do a podcast tomorrow and let's celebrate together. But, you know, this is, you know, it's just because I take the alcohol out of something, just because you take the drugs out of something doesn't mean that it's still a sensitive time of year. I don't want to blame the sensitive time of year on the amount of drinking I did this time of year, because I like to say I drink like that all year round. Maybe just the subjects were a little more touchy. But listen, I'm in a lot different place nowadays, and you know, what I'm kind of, if I was going to talk about something, you know, it would be the gift that I am able to be there for my dad. You know, my mom passed away. We all know that. And, you know, that's a big change. And I don't want to have that. You know, I talked about this, you know, the other day. I don't have any regrets on the way that my relationship ended with my mother. You know, I feel like we put a ton of effort to let her know, not that it matters, right? She probably didn't care. I love you no matter what. But we put a lot of effort. And I don't, you know, now that she's gone, I don't go, gosh, I wish. I mean, of course, we wish we didn't have COVID and we wish that we weren't dealing with that kind of stuff. But everything that on my side, I feel like, you know, I did the best that I could. And so her passing, you know, I'm at peace with it. But it's tough on my dad. He's doing okay. But, you know, I'm just glad that I'm still here for him. He's coming over tonight making spaghetti. My son, my middle boy, Sam, he comes back on every other Mondays, and he loves spaghetti. So today he came back. He's actually next door in school on his computer. And my dad's coming over for dinner. We're going to make spaghetti. And he loves it, and I'm just so grateful that I, one, have him near me, right? Two, squashed a lot of the bullshit that we would routinely pick through and fight about. And then, which is surrendering, right? And then I try to practice kind of what we decided, you know, and the decision we made was let's not fight anymore. Let's try to enjoy the last bit of time we have together. And we've been doing it. And listen, it's been tough. My dad, he loves... I mean, we all play a role, right? And my dad's role has always been the fixer, the problem solver. And I think that as I grow up and I mean, I'm 100% father. I mean, I've been in the father game for a while now. But that's kind of the role that I am now. Daddy, fix this. Daddy, fix that. And it's fun. It's great. But just, you know, understanding the roles that we have and then, you know, just trying to implement it on a daily basis. And there's been some times, like, you know, when we're looking at building this house, of course, my dad wants to roll up his sleeves and get involved. And, you know, he has a lot of life experiences and he likes to implement them into our experiences, which I find myself doing. And, it's weird battling against my dad and then battling to not try to turn into my dad. But what else role is there for me? I mean, I can't be... At some point, you can't be awesome, amazing, super cool dad, right? Because that starts looking played out. I remember when, you know, I've always had a fun relationship with my older son, David. And I remember he said, you know... This cool dad gig ain't working. I was like, oh. And I remember I told him, don't confuse me being a happy person at my age and the place I'm in my life with trying to be a cool dad. This is just me enjoying my life. But, you know, I got to also think about, and I think I talked about this the other day. Just because I think it's a great idea doesn't mean he does. And if you're a parent and your kids are around 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 age, you know what I'm talking about. Because I've made plenty of suggestions to my son David. You know, you should do a podcast. You should do this. He's like, I don't have any. I have no desire to do that. That is totally dorky. My friends would make fun of me. See, I want to try to have him skip all that. I want to have him skip all that character building shit and just go right to the frosting. Listen, man, if you just would do this, if I had known about this when I was doing this and I would have tried to do it earlier, I could have really maybe done something with this, you know, as far as making money and stuff. But no, I had to go through everything you go through to build the person that you are that becomes available for whatever it is you want to do. And so as a dad, I'm like, hey, dude, skip all that shit. I can tell you, don't bother. Don't listen to your friends. Why don't you do a podcast? Why don't you get in the podcast game early? You know, you could build an audience. He's like, Dad, I don't want to do a podcast. I don't. My friends would make fun of me, and I don't want to be that guy. And I'm like, inside, I'm like, what? You idiot. But 2020 dad is like, I get it. That makes sense. And I have to respect that. And I do. If I want my son or my kids to have character, I have to go let them find character. If I, you know, I'm the guy that's standing in the bushes next to the quicksand going, dude, just go that way around the quicksand. Go that way around the puddle. Go that way around the glass. Go that way around the fire. Or sometimes you just have to walk into the quicksand, or sometimes you got to walk through the fire, or you got to walk through the glass, and you learn. That hurts. That burns. That cuts. That freezes, you know, whatever it is. And then you start building a little bit more character. I mean, a person that has experiences, I mean, the character is on their face, right? I mean, you can just see it in their eyes. If you meet a person that's basically been taken care of, that hasn't done much, hasn't really gone out and fought the good fight, has maybe been catered to a bit more, they have a little bit less character, right? You can read it on them. Even the people that are like that can read that on other people. Right away you go, oh, this person, oh, I can tell this person's special. You know, they become a character. So it's like finding that fine line about how, you know, because I get my feelings also hurt. I make these amazing suggestions to my son, and he doesn't like them, and I get bent. It's easy for me to say, you know what, fine then, fuck it. No more advice. Because he hurt my feelings. He didn't like what I said. I don't let that happen anymore. And my son went to his mom's. David went to his mom's yesterday. Yeah, I think yesterday he went. And I missed him. I miss him when he's not around. He's, you know, he's at his mom's, and you know, I told Christine, I go, I feel like I'm wondering, when's David getting home? Or how come I haven't heard from David? And because he went to his mom's and he's not going to call. And I wanted to text him. I wanted to text him and say, yeah, geez, I keep wondering when you're going to get home. You know, I love you. Hope you're having a, you know, great night. But I know that, number one, I don't need to do that. That's about me. It's not about him. And I know, number two, that that would make him feel bad. And I'm not sure about number three, but I'm wondering if inside I would purposely do that. A little passive aggressive, a little guilt trip. And I don't feel that way. I really don't. I feel like I'm grateful that him and his mother and I have a decent relationship, you know, that this all, you know, he goes to his mom's. It doesn't have to be a bunch of chit chat about it. He just, that's a decision he makes. She comes and gets him and he's off. I like that we have that. I like that he wants to go. I don't know where that motivation would come from me to send him a text like that saying, hey, I keep thinking you're coming home. I really miss you. And even though he just left. Is that about me? Is that me thinking it's important that he knows that? Is it me wanting to be recognized and try to consider me as a better father? Or is it just being, you know, thoughtful and just letting him know how I feel? It's one of the three. I mean, I love to tell, you know, my son, and he's, you know, he loves that. He always tells me, I love you, Dad. You know, I love you. Love you. We don't have any problems with that. We don't have any problems showing affection. So I guess the point is I didn't text him. I just said, you know what, let him have his, do his thing. You don't need to tell him how much you miss him already. But I do miss him. You know, he's a great boy. I'm slightly shocked. How did I get so fucked up? You know? I don't know. I don't. Yeah, so I don't know what the point of that whole story was. I guess the point is that I need to just restrain from pen and tongue. I need to make sure that I'm definitely taking inventory on my second thought, right? Because the first thought was, you know, text him and tell him that. And then my second thought was, no, let's not. And just let him enjoy the time with his mom. So maybe thinking of my second thought, it's not clear what my issue is with this. I may not have an issue. I've said before, you know, as an alcoholic, I love to climb to the tip of the mountain. And then I run around the top of the mountain and I make problems for myself because there's really nothing left. I really have no more problems. So I make problems, or I kind of create problems, or I overanalyze shit, and maybe it's not necessary. Maybe just refer to suggestion A, which is, you know, go on my second thought and, you know, find out what part of this is I'm making about me. I don't know if that made any sense. I'm lucky I'm even doing this podcast. I felt like the other day I wasn't going to do anymore. I felt like I'd said everything, but I woke up and felt different. So here I am. I was going to do a reading. Let's see. Where? Reading. All right. Oh, here we go. Daily Reflections. Does anybody like the Daily Reflections? I do. I really enjoy it. I hope you do. I think it's a great, I try to, you know, read it every day. I think it kind of sets me, kind of gets my compass set. You know, no new problems. I'm not reinventing problems. I'm not inventing new problems. Same shit, different day. I have to remind myself of that. Ooh, sounds good. December 21st, listen, share, and pray. When working with a man and his family, you should take care not to participate in their quarrels. You may spoil your chance of being helpful if you do. That's a good point. When trying to help a fellow alcoholic, I've given in to an impulse to give advice. And perhaps that's inevitable. But allow others the right to be wrong reaps its own benefits. The best I can do, and it sounds easier than it is to put into practice, is to listen, share personal experience, and pray for others. See what happened there? That's why I like doing this. I actually do this podcast just for this little mystery. I like to share what's on my mind, and then I like to read the Daily Reflections, and I like to see how that works in my life. And I just talked about it, you know, my son. I know all the answers, man. Let me save you the hardship. But it doesn't work like that. It says, when trying to help a fellow alcoholic, you know, or anybody, I've given in to an impulse to give advice, and perhaps that's inevitable. But allowing others the right to be wrong reaps its own benefits. It creates character, creates humility. The best I can do, and it sounds easier than it is to put into practice, is to listen, share personal experience, and pray for others. Damn right. You know, here's a great example. My buddy Carlos, he's looking at buying an opportunity came on a house that they're interested in. So right away I have to look, you know, when I hear this is immediately, you know, all of my senses wake up. Me, myself, and I, we all wake up. Oh, what's he getting? And, so right away I can tell, like, you know, I need to not give advice. That's automatically, this is a decision that it's taken years to figure out, but it is true. When someone has something they're interested in, I have to restrain from pen and tongue. I have to listen. I have to be patient, and I have to try to be helpful. And sometimes that is in the form of absolutely saying nothing, you know, because when something, and you'll hear it, you know, somebody will say something like, and you're like, oh, I don't like that. You know, the truth is with you when you say shit, when you have an issue with something, whether it's jealousy, whether you're mad, you know, ego, whatever it is, you know it. You may not be the first to admit it, but you definitely know when shit is going, something's got you fluffy. And yeah, it is, I think that's great advice. Just keep our mouths shut and listen. And I remember when that was pointed out to me early in getting sober, how I, you know, hey, you know, I was at home and, you know, we were, you know, barbecuing and I was cooking something and I burned something. Yeah, man, I was home cooking and I burned something too. Like, understanding how a person can try to make something about them, I never realized that. I think we do it because it's an easy topic, right? I mean, we don't have to do anything special. We don't have to go anywhere special. We don't have to be special to talk about ourselves, right? We're always with us. So it's easy to relate to any conversation with a past or current story of ourselves. But it ends up being we start making it about ourselves. And I forget who it was, but someone, you know, had called me and, you know, was talking, and then I started to give advice, right? I started to comment. And he literally said to me, I didn't call you to get advice. I called you for you to listen. And, you know, I felt an inch high, of course, like usual. That's usually what happens when I get called out on shit like that. But I wasn't aware of it, right? I didn't know. I didn't know I make everything about me. But he said, I need you to listen. I don't need advice. I don't need you. You don't even fucking know what I'm talking about, and you're going to give advice? And this is just this uncomfortable place that when someone talks to me, I just immediately start, like, giving advice because I don't know any other way to react. And this reading is exactly what I needed to hear. I mean, I don't have advice. You know, and trying to figure out when someone's talking to me, is this a time where I just need to listen? Or is this a time where I actually, you know, want to give some feedback? I don't know. AA, man, AA really fucked up the old Tom. And the old Tom loved to get in, make it about him, and carry on like a crazy person. But AA taught me, man, restraint from pen and tongue. Have a great day.
On the passenger side, tell me how fast you want. We'll get there tonight. Oh, fire, you set me on fire. I swear you're the only one I take on this ride. I want.